Greetings and welcome to Jesse I Interviews, a podcast that features interviews with reggae and related artists, producers and personalities. I'm Jesse I and I'm a reggae DJ and radio announcer from Melbourne, Australia, also known as NAM. I produce this podcast on the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, respect to the traditional owners and all First Nations people across these lands. The idea of this podcast is to make all the various interviews that I've recorded over the years available for listening once again, or in some cases, for the first time. This episode features an interview that I conducted with Million Styles, live in the studios of PBS FM as part of my radio program Babylon Burning. It's a pretty good one, I think, and it even includes a killer live performance. Let's get right into it. Jesse I interviews Million Styles in January 2012. A Million Styles, a brand new one there from Fury Bass Records on the Ballyfull Rhythm, a tune called Roots of All Evil. And right now I'm very happy to welcome into the studio none other than the man himself, Million Styles. Thanks for joining us here on Babylon
Burning. Bless. Give thanks for having me.
You were just saying that even though that's a new tune to us, it just got released just recently, that actually was voiced a little while back.
Yeah, like almost a year ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the producer's just been sitting on that one for a little while.
Exactly. I think I had a thought behind it, a plan behind it.
All right. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I always like to start my interviews at the very beginning for an artist to understand how you came into reggae music, how you came to be sitting in the studio across the world on a reggae program. So your story, your background is different to many. There aren't too many Swedish reggae music artists that have been in here before, I can say that. Mm-hmm. How did you actually come in, get to be involved in reggae music?
I mean, every time I get that question, I always answer it, give them the same answer. And it's like, I see it as, I didn't choose reggae and dancehall. Dancehall and reggae chose me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So everything just happened for a reason. And the thing is, I actually started out with rapping at the age of 9. So I started out with hip hop. And then it wasn't until I turned like 18, 19, I started experimenting with reggae and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and the first track I ever released was with KBC Music. On Toxic Rhythm, I don't know if you know it, like 2000, 2001.
Vaguely.
So after that, it was like snowball effect. So
okay,
yeah.
So what was it that drew you to reggae? Like, how did you even come to hear it? Because for people growing up in Australia, this is something I get asked: how did you become a reggae fan? Because in Australia, we don't have a very big West Indian population, so a lot of people just simply never even come across reggae. And what was it like being exposed to the music for you?
I mean, as I said, I started out listening to hip hop, and then after I was rapping at the time as well. So the thing is, for me, in the clubs, at the clubs, they were playing like hip hop and R&B mostly in the beginning, and then we started hearing more dancehall and reggae. So I was like, hey, this is really nice, you know what I mean? And I saw like a different like response to the crowd when reggae and dancehall artists was performing. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, I want that response right there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And And it was like, I just wanted to like expand my styles like musically, you know?
Okay.
And it got kind of boring at the point, like with just rapping, it was too monotone.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, and I was listening to a lot of reggae at the time, so I wanted to do reggae, you know, naturally. So it was just like a natural step.
Okay. And that's where the name Million Styles came from? Is that from when you branched out?
I was DJing at the time. I was a selector and an MC. I was producing. I was doing like garage, you know what I mean? Like rapping, singing, DJing, everything. You know what I mean? Different kind of styles, different topics, different kind of beats. So I don't really like to put like boundaries on myself, mm-hmm. like musically, so.
Right. Well, going back to the early days recording, you say it was KBC that you started with. I think one of the first tunes that I remember going, all right, that's dope. There was a Million Styles tune, I guess, was The Fadeaway in 2006, yeah. And that was another one for KBC.
Exactly.
There's a bit of time in between 2001 and 6. So, what were you doing in that time, the progression
just
of the career?
Recording, yeah, just doing new tunes, you know what I mean? Just developing, you know what I mean? Performing. Just developing as an artist, mm-hmm. experimenting. I still am, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it was 2006, it must have been as well, that Miss Fatty Fatty came out. Is that right? Or is that 2005?
Late 2005.
Right, right.
But then, like, 2006, I think Soundquake released it, yeah, 2006, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right. So would you say that's when you blew up internationally?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one in terms of reggae music in Jamaica. It seems possible these days, where I mean, the European reggae scene seems so healthy that you can bust in Europe and become a reggae dancehall sensation all over the world. Mm-hmm. But still, in Jamaica, it's a very different thing. Unless you're actually in Jamaica or from Jamaica,
exactly,
it's very hard to penetrate that market. How have you found the response? I know you've been to Jamaica a few times. How have you found things in Jamaica with your music?
They actually start playing. I mean, they start playing my videos and my songs on radio, like RFM and stuff, like from Miss Fatty time, you know. Even before, with All Night. I don't know if you know it, on Chakra Rhythm.
Okay. Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's like from 2004, 2005, somewhere there. But they actually start playing my music more and more, like nowadays.
Right.
Yeah, more than ever, just because I'm working with like Notice Productions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Don Corleone and all the big top producers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to bust, as you said, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to bust in Jamaica if you don't live there. Mm. You need to live there and like bust from there, you know what I mean?
So, right.
Yeah.
How important do you think that is these days? Because reggae in dancehall has gone global, it really is an international music now. A lot of people, I get the feeling that, you know, people take Jamaican things much more serious, and to be credible you have to be in that. But do you think there's any truth in that, or you think you can
I don't really care about that. It's all about music and vibes, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It doesn't matter, you can be from Iceland, you can be from Australia, you can be from Sweden, Jamaica, Africa, anywhere. As long as you have the vibes and the message, and you produce good music and you write good lyrics, you have a nice voice, then reach out to people and grab people's hearts and souls, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then it shouldn't really matter where you're from. So I don't really care about, I mean, even if Jamaica is playing my music or not.
Yeah.
But they are, so I give thanks for that. And they play my music all over the world. But Jamaica is a small island with like 3 million people,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So, and I mean, Brazil got 300 million and Sweden got 10. So,
yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? It's like 10 billion people in this world. So Jamaica's just a small part of this world.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know the Midnight Band, you know, people have been saying for years, why don't you go to Jamaica? Well, if they can go to Brazil, like
that's
you say.
That's what I'm saying. I'm here now. I'm here now, you know what I mean?
That's it. But that actually sort of links to another thing I wanted to ask you about. At least in Australia, if you're a non-Jamaican and you're singing in patois, there's people in Australia, generally I'll say ignorant people, that will accuse you of faking Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I always try to draw the distinction between a Jamaican accent and patois. It's like you learn the language patois. Mm-hmm. If you go to Jamaica as an Australian and you speak patois to the people there, you're going to get much more respect. You're going to be able to deal with people much easier. It's to them, they appreciate it. They would rather you talk patois to them than be another person coming and speaking in some other accent that they have trouble understanding, whatever else. But here in Australia, if you know, a young Australian artist comes on stage and they sing or rhyme in patois, there's going to be a lot of detractors. And for you, being somebody that's not from Jamaica, from Sweden, and you know, delivering killer rhymes in patois. Mm-hmm. This must have come up at points in your history. Has this, you know, has that happened?
Yeah, definitely. Sweden, I mean, it's kind of a similar thing going on in Sweden, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still not really still fighting it, but in the beginning they were like, why are you talking Jamaican, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people, we don't even, I mean, in Sweden we talk Swedish. We speak Swedish in Sweden. So even if you speak English, I mean,
that's still not your native.
That's what
thing.
I'm saying. It's not our language. And most people that speak English in Sweden speak American.
Right.
From TV and radio, mm-hmm. and music and everything. So nobody reacts to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with Jamaicans from the age of, you know what I mean? I started knowing like Jamaicans from the age of 14, 15. So it's just another language, like an Australian growing up with like a Spanish speaking person, yeah. whatever. So it's just another language.
Yeah.
So it's just a natural thing. Everything just comes natural. So I think you can hear it, you know, I mean, in the music.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and you can go to Japan and speak patois to Japanese selectors and they'll mm-hmm. understand what you're saying. But if you talk English,
they actually
English
got schools
them,
over there, patois schools.
Yeah, I heard that. But you have a bit of Japanese in your background as well, though. Your father?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I have Japanese, yeah.
Right, so it really is a global thing. Anyway, I'm going to go to a tune right now. This is definitely a big one here in Melbourne, the police and helicopter for Necessary Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
When did this, so how did this come about? Because Necessary Mayhem are in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis Lynch, he just sent me the rhythm, I mean, with the vocals on it, with John Holt, and he told me I had an idea. He just wanted me to DJ the verses, and so I did. And then the rest is history.
All right, you're on PBS, Babylon Burning. Million Styles in the studio here.
My thing.
PBS presents Kitty, Daisy and Lewis live from Studio 5 on Blue Juice this Sunday from 11 a.m.
You're making a fool out of me.
Sitting perfectly alongside tunes from the vintage era, Kitty, Daisy and Lewis will bring their pounding rhythms, biting guitar and howling harmonica to Studio 5 this Sunday morning. PBS Studio 5 Live with Kitty, Daisy and Lewis this Sunday on Blue Juice from 11 a.m. Brought to you by Coopers, handmade by the Cooper family since 1862.
Them a search.
Police in helicopter.
Undercover copper.
What about ya? All the guns are we roll up and smoke from the morning. Roll up a stress of pressure, miss on me, fill up a tall thing. Me want it on the clock, yeah, anywhere me walking. Me like it all right, I talk soon and stop recording.
So me pick up every plant away, a ganja farming. And every seller with his socks in all them garden. Bubble on a break and we do it without no warning. Tell them round, yeah, we not want them.
So go look alive and love the ganja man. Babylon a choice to keep with on the run just like a marathon. Listen up to cigarettes and liquor, me not jog along. Judge Allah, me follow, me say me not follow man. All them do is search round the corner, them alert. Looking for some herbs like it got them feeling hurt. Can't fool me with your words, cause it all grew up from the earth. A blessing from above, my feelings in Jaja first, yeah.
From the morning, only for stress and pressure, me so me fill up a tall thing. Me want it every day, anywhere me walking. Me like it all right, it's up soon and start recording. Pick up every plant and we're ganja farming. Every solar with the stocks, and me know them garden.
Yeah, big thing, Million Styles. And we're joined in the studio as well by the man Peril from Tribe of Kings, San Diego, California, going to be selecting for Million Styles tonight at the Laundry. Welcome in.
Yo, big up, Jesse. It's always great to see you. Chant down, of course, Melbourne to the world.
Good to have you in here. It's a family thing. It's a nice vibe. Million Styles, man. You've been here since Thursday already. You arrived on Australia Day. It must have been some introduction to Melbourne.
Yeah, well, I crashed really early, so I didn't go out and celebrate it.
Fair enough. It's a long flight from Sweden. It's even, it's as bad as from Jamaica. It's a lot worse than from the US or the UK, like a lot of these people.
Yeah, still jet lagging.
But you're going to be full of vibes tonight for the show at Laundry, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Consummate professional, so 100% energy and big vibes tonight. The show is at the Laundry Bar in Fitzroy, and we've actually got a double pass to give away to the show to a PBS member that hasn't won anything in the last month. So if you want this, just wait until we get into the next tune and give us a call on 8415-1067. Don't give us a call just now, but give us a call in just a minute when we get into some recorded music. Before we get there, though, we just want to put you on the spot a little bit now and see if we can get you to sing a couple things for us live in the studio. I know there's some wicked clips on YouTube of you freestyling on some European radio shows. So I know if I play a rhythm here, you'll be able to handle it.
Is that, one thing.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hey, I'm in Melbourne. Hey, I'm in London, Australia. I'm not Stan. DJ Pearl, the world crew. Jesse. Hey, I'm in a... Yeah. Sister Itation. Everybody there. Hey.
You seek some...
Yo, yo.
And
yo, yo. Watch Babylon and shout it out. Sing again. Give me some more volume. In on me headphones.
You seek of only vanity and
yeah, yeah.
Love for humanity.
Well, yes, sir, bless the people out there, our clean hearted people.
Fade away.
Yo, hey, me nah I'm no ready, me nah I'm no gold, me nah I'm no diamond round me neck. Just a single, we keep on following the righteous steps. Coming with the Almighty, my guide and protect. You stand contact with the devil, well, are you got right next? Me give thanks and praise to the air to the highest. You want the finer things in life? No, you want the finest. More food in your belly than you can ever digest. Have to remember that life is priceless. That's what me saying. The rich are getting richer every day. Hey, hey. Yeah. So the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Hey yo yo, see I'm thinking I'm going all the way from Melbourne to J. Hey, you too vain, surely fade away. Sing again.
You seek some yeah, only yeah. Vanity and
yeah, yeah.
For you,
Melbourne must sit down straight. Sing again, sing again. Yeah, yeah, man. With one materialistic mind, cause them are victims of vanity. They want to see more money come in the stars in the galaxy. What to me that show today is not reality. It went for madness, it's straight insanity. Babylon a back away, them can never talk away. No matter what them a do, get a youth or you got to be strong minded, keep a brave heart and follow me. Big man, hey, so me sing again. Rich are getting richer every day. Hey, hey. So the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Hey yo yo, see I'm thinking I'm going all the way from Melbourne to LA. You too vain, surely fade away. What we say, what we say.
Yo yo,
don't know so I make up justice to the fullest, you see. Yeah.
Yeah man, mad thing. We love those kind of vibes. Sounding killer in the studios here. I'm just going to kill this rhythm here and find the next one. This one, I think everybody in Melbourne knows this.
Kill it, man.
I've been selecting for enough time. I can't tell you the amount of requests I had for this one.
Oh, Fiddy Gale once again. Biggin' up every Aussie girlfriend. Hear me now? Girl child, what we tell them? Sure. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you a murder. Millie loving the way you twist and a turn up. I tied down love on my girl, you a burn up. And I say, girl, but bang, 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 bang again. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you a murder. Millie loving the way you twist and a turn up. I tied down love, yo. I tied down love, hey. Yo, number one in all the world. Yeah, they kitty them pretty, so they dog them a bark. Loving the way you whine or you walk or you talk. So when you take body, like a rocket hit a blast. Dick is a hit on the girl them top charts. Ay, white, black, brown, slim around me not care. No matter the time of day, them forget anywhere. Me no rich if a girl think man a millionaire.
as the girl them. So me sing again. Hey Miss Fatty Fatty, you a murder. Me love the way you twist and I turn up. I touch down love on my girl, you a. Hey, jump feed the girl once again now. Hey Miss Fatty Fatty, you a murder. Me love the way you twist and I turn up. I touch down, jump. Hotter than, it goes so hotter than, hotter than, hotter than, hotter than. Hey, wine around, make your chunk eat it grown. What the girl and the one mix up them style, but we really bounce. So dance with confidence, so no time if you sit down. Pick up all of the Aussie girl when they whistle is done. Hey, I mean kitty with the hygiene. Roll up into the dance, so it's nice and clean. It got some, I mean the proper Aussie wifey from your appetite, but we'll slide in. Hey Miss Fatty Fatty, you a murder. Me little love it when you twist and I turn up. I tag down love on my girl, you am. Hey, chum, reaching out to the Aussie girl. Hey Miss Fatty Fatty, you a. Hey, me little love it when you twist and I. Hey, hey Miss Aussie Aussie, you a.
And I'm me reaching out to the girls, I'm worldwide.
Yeah, all right. We do give thanks, Million Styles. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio here. I wish we had more time. We'd like to keep this thing going, but you know, we gotta save something for tonight. The big dance, the big show happening tonight at the Laundry Bar. It's Million Styles, live and direct from Sweden, first time in Australia, backed by DJ Peril from the Tribe of Kings, California. I'll be there alongside Sister Itations, the big promoter tonight, Hardicle D and Andy Ites, and there are still tickets available at the door, $30 at the door tonight at the Laundry Bar, and of course that's at 50 Johnson Street in Fitzroy. Yeah.
So sick.
Yeah, man. So, dance hall and roots, you can do anything, really is Million Styles. You got no, do you have a preference between roots and culture and dance hall, or you love it all?
Roots, all right, rock, reggae, culture, you know, conscious music.
Yeah, we love that. But at the same time, you, I just got to play this tune, Ya Habibti. This is your rhythm as well. This is Adonai Movements, right? Yeah, all
exactly.
Right.
Arabian Nights rhythm.
Yeah, this is a big one on the scene. Just dropped a couple months back, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to play this tune right now. I just have to say a big thank you once again for coming in the studio. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, man.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And now is the time. If anybody wants to get a copy or a double pass, I should say, to the show tonight, give us a call. 8415.
Yeah, don't copy the pass, no. Get the original one.
Yeah, that's it. 8415-1067, if you remember, give us a call. Million Styles there, speaking to me live in the studios of PBS back in January 2012. That's it for this one. Before I go, though, I want to quickly acknowledge the passing of Dennis Sindri, the Australian-born calypso, mento, Jamaican shuffle and ska guitarist, singer and songwriter who was the last surviving member of the Caribs. If you haven't listened to episode 41 of this podcast, I highly recommend it, as his is a very interesting and largely forgotten or undocumented story. Big shout out to the real supporters of the podcast who support the thing on Patreon, the Don Armageddon Time, the real General Empress Irie, me Idrin Tom Tanaki and me Chargy DJ Publito. Thanks for helping me keep this thing going. And big up to everybody who made it through with me to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. Eyes is every time.
Every second, every minute, every hour. More life, more strength, more power. It's only then your blessings will show up.